Good morning, everybody. Let me put a bit of sound on. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you. If you've been at the earlier service and you've come back and you're prepared to stay on, thank you very much indeed. Thank you if you're here for the 11 o'clock and you've come early. If you think, well, where is everybody else? We do have a camping weekend this weekend, and I'm very pleased that this that I have in my hand will be something that they can have emailed to them, and that the PowerPoint that you see will be on the church website for them to see as well. So effectively we are producing this for a wider audience. Can I say thank you to Moira Sanders, our stewardship convener, and to Dave, our stewardship recorder. They've been behind putting this presentation together. And I'm going to hand over in a minute to Pete. Pete does this presentation very skillfully because he's doing it for his work, this sort of presentation. And so we're very, very grateful to him using his skill, God-given skills today to serve us. I just pray for our stewardship presentation. Heavenly Father, thank you that the household finances matter to you, that we get it right in our hearts and in our actions. So please enable us to understand, enable Pete to communicate, and for us to be built up in faith and good resolve for your name's sake. Amen.
Morning all. And morning to everybody who's in my pocket. That's where the recording device is, so if you're listening in, thanks for listening to that as well. So I'll talk for about 10-15 minutes, I expect, about the church's finance. Starting with the biblical principles from Deuteronomy, that everyone should give as they're able, according to the blessing of the Lord, that your God, that he's given to you. So all of us have been blessed by God. Some to a greater degree than others, but we're all loved to the same amount by God. And out of that, God expects us to give back, whether it's from a large amount or for a small amount, to give according to what God has given to us. Because actually, it costs money to run the church. Whether we're here each week or not, the costs carry on. And I don't know if you know how much it costs to run the church. Could you guess from the numbers that are on the screen there? So every month, does it cost £11,756, £13,756, or £15,756?
13.
I've had 13 or 15. The actual answer is £15,756. And here's a little breakdown of where that goes. Firstly, the parish share, £10,172. That's something that our church and all churches pay to the centre of the Church of England. And some of that comes back to us again, which I'll explain in a minute. Also, we pay out for our own staffing, £2,120. £625 for maintenance, £715 per month for utilities, electricity, gas, water, and everything else the church does, £2,124. Set against that is our income on the next slide. So the giving that we all give, £9,875 a month, and on top of that, gift aid that comes back to us from the government if we're taxpayers and choose to gift aid what we give, and I'll explain that more later. So that's £2,200. Lettings of the building, £2,250, and other income, £1,285. That's £15,530. That's actually up 2% on last year per month. But there's still a gap between what we spend and what comes in of about £220 a month. So through the year, that adds up. So our estimated shortfall for the year is actually more than just that gap. It is actually £7,700, because although we're only £200 short, actually the number of givers is declining because people are moving away, some people are dying, and thankfully there are some people joining the church as well. But through the year, if that trend continues, we expect to be £7,700 adrift. That will have to come out of the church's reserves, which we can do if we need to, but actually that's not sustainable year on year. Of course, we are very grateful for all the gifts that everybody gives, and through the support and the fundraising, and it's not just about money, there's all kinds of time and talents that people give to the church, and that is very, very gratefully received. But there are things like the new kitchen that we've had recently, the new projectors that are planned, those things all cost, and thankfully people have given to enable us to do those things. But what do we want to do? Do we just want to address that shortfall, or do we want to actually to be able to give more even on top of that to support new projects? As Charles has put it, do we just want to keep the ship afloat, or actually do we want to sail into uncharted territories, being a dynamic congregation and doing the new things as God leads us to do it? And I for one would like to be there, I know. If we had more money, we could increase our opportunities for outreach. Simple things to start with, like improving the signage to the local community to see that we're here and see what's going on. But we'd also like, if we could, support a family worker, for example, and any other projects to support the community. On top of that, things do go wrong sometimes, and the lift broke down recently, and we had to pay for unexpected things like that. So the church continues to cost us money. Let me explain the parish share now. Actually, this church gives £122,000 a year in what's called the parish share to the centre. That comes back to us in Charles's stipend and pension, and the housing costs and training. Also, some goes on diocese administration. That's the greater area in which our parish sits. And then the national contribution to the General Synod. It's actually based on the average of our attendance in church over the last 10 years during each October. And so that's the way it's done for every church, plus an adjustment made for the type of area in which we live, which actually comes from the census, which you'll know I've been involved in running, or some of you may know, so it's all my fault, I think you could say if you wanted to. But it's adjusted for the wealth of the area, measured according to the, you know, kinds of housing, kinds of jobs that people do. So it's not directly based on the people here, it's based on statistics about the area. A bit more about how the money comes into the church. 135 people actually give regularly, every week or every month. 37 give £5 to £24 a month. 30 give £25 to £49 a month. 34 give £50 to £99 a month. 20 give £100 to £150 a month. And 14 give over £150, each according to what they're able and according to what God has given them and the circumstances in their lives. Actually, that 135 was 144 last year, and it was 166 in 2012. So you can see that the numbers of people in regular giving are declining. Nonetheless, our income is holding up, as I said. It's gone up by 2% actually over the year. So again, very grateful for that. But to set us right for the year, we actually need to raise another 8,000 just to stay on track. And ideally, more than that, if we want to be able to give to the other things that I've already talked about. Now, the Bible actually teaches a biblical principle of giving 10% of our income to the church. The Church of England actually says 5% is what the principle they recommend. And that's not just our money, it's our time and it's our talents and all the other gifts that we have. And, you know, we're very blessed to have people doing the flowers in the church, decorating at different times of the year. We can all give in all kinds of ways. But we need to just think, can we give financially according to what God has given us? Just to illustrate how that breaks down according to income. So if your monthly take-home pay is £250, 5 pence in that 250 is £12.50 per month. £500, 5 pence is £25, and if we get £1,000 a month, 5 pence is £50 per month that we could give to the church if we followed the Church of England's principle of 5% of our income. There are various ways you can pay. The easiest is a standing order. The money just goes through the bank. Your gift is received monthly, whether you're here or not. Because as I said, the money still costs the church, whether we're here or not. All the expenses are still there, whether or not we attend. But it also helps St. John's to better plan for the future, because we understand what money is likely to be coming in and we can plan ahead. There are other ways to give. If you don't pay through a bank, there are weekly envelopes that the church has, and you can give those each week. And if you aren't here, you can give two a following week. There's also a scheme called Give As You Earn. Some employers actually take money out of your salary before you pay your tax and give it directly to a charity if you ask them to do that. And so that's another way of doing it. If you do give, you can also give gift aid, just simply filling in one form, ticking a box. And this is where the government gives money back to the church and to any charity, actually. If people are UK taxpayers, your money comes back on what you've given. So if you were to give £10 a week, which is annually £520, the government will actually give back to us on top of that £130, bringing that to £650. So for every 25p in the pound, that's what the government gives back to us. So steps we can all take, we can review our giving. How much do we give now? And we can ask ourselves the question, can we increase it by 1p or 2p in the pound? We recognise that actually times are tight, and you know the economy is in a difficult position, and some of us aren't getting a real terms increase and not keeping up with the cost of living arises around us. But we can all ask ourselves the question. So we could all give regularly if we chose to. We could complete a standing order or ask for a set of stewardship envelopes. And if we do give gift aid, as I was saying, for every pound that we give, the government will give 25 pence back. You just have to sign one declaration, but you do have to be a UK taxpayer to do that. Or you could consider leaving a legacy, a beneficiary in a will. So Edie Grove is a good example of that. The Grove Room, named after Edie Grove, who did just that and left a beneficiary in her will. Finally, what we give is, of course, between us and God. God has blessed us and he expects us to give back according to what we are able to do. But we all have a role, if we're involved in the church, to help support it going forward. And it isn't a burden. God says he loves a cheerful giver. And we can all be grateful to God for the things that he's given to us and be cheerful as we give them back. So just in closing, please could you consider what you give. Could you ask God what he would like from you? Out of all that he's given you, what would he like you to give to the church? And he may well say, you're giving what I've asked you to give, and that's absolutely fine. But if you could review and take stock in the light of what we've talked about, that would be much appreciated. If you don't give regularly already, or you'd like to change what you give, there are some response forms at the back that you could fill in, and we'd be grateful to receive those and give them to the steward team, Moira or Dave. Thank you to you all for listening. I hope that's made sense, but if you'd like to ask any questions, feel free to do that now or afterwards as you see fit.
Thank you very, very much, Pete. We have got 5 minutes, and I can come round with this. I'm sorry, I haven't got my hat held. So,
if somebody wants to start contributing with an envelope or start gifting, how do they practically go about doing that?
Speak to me. I can give you the forms, take the details, and if you'd like to start doing that, then speak to me. I'll get that sorted and get you going.
Charles, that's a theological question, is it not?
Well, actually, what I've done, and I can only speak personally with Kath, is we've decided on a proportion of our income to give. And that's, we choose God's work, so it's in all sorts of different areas. And we choose to give half of that amount through this church. So there's no rule, but you need to work it out yourself as to what you do. That's what we do. Anybody else?
Jermaine Davis for now had told me about tithing, and he said that since they'd started doing it, they'd always have enough money left at the end of the month. I thought, well, that sounds a bit bonkers because you're earning peanuts. However, it's something I started to do. It doesn't matter what percentage that's going to provide it, but I've never actually been short of money since I started doing it. So it's kind of the tithe should be first debit out of the account every month, and trust God, because you can do a whole lot more than 90% than you realise. If anybody's interested, Haggai chapter 1 is quite an interesting one. It's a bit in there where God says through Haggai, I'll fill your pockets full of holes if you don't look first. So basically, what you'll find is, I think, talking to other Christians who do this sort of thing, that God basically, fewer things will go wrong with your financial matters. You perhaps your boiler won't break down, your car will break down, or something like that. But tithing, what I can tell you is, God's accounting system is better than man's, it definitely works.
I think you can remember that there are several of us who have experienced that blessing as well, that God is faithful. Anything else? Any other questions? Well, can I just say there's one little detail which some may go back and say, oh, I thought that family were coming out of youth funds. Well, family worker will come out of youth funds.
Okay.
So sorry to make it a little correction.
Thank you, Charles.
But, yeah. I thank Pete, and can we all give our round of applause to Pete for his excellent.
Right, we'll just have a sort of intermission before the next service, so feel free to go if you need to or remain.